This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. I'm your captain. He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Ride, Captain, ride.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast from Tampa, Florida, and across America, nationally syndicated by the Genesis Communications Network, also heard around the world broadcasting, where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas to us right now. We want to thank all of them for their service to America and to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, too, and our 911 dispatchers. Thank you for the great job you do keeping America free and safe. To all those who work the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, thank you for what you are doing, working the overnight shift, the graveyard shift, the Third Watch. And don't forget to go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website to find out more and check out all the freebies I got over there. All right, 7 past the hour. Here's Ms. Rosemary to prayer intercessor. Hello, kiddo.
Oh, hi, Captain. Wow. I tell you, things, you know, I had such a day yesterday, very weird. So much was going on around me the whole day. I thought, okay, I can't even get a word for tonight. I'm jealous for my poor God, you know. And I actually, wrong words to use, but kind of you know what I mean. I couldn't even find time. So just a while ago, I said, God, give me some words. Not because there's so much going on, not only the hatred stuff and all the crazy weird stuff, but that tornado I found out was even worse. It was, I believe I heard it was an F4.
Yep.
And you know, it's not just that.
Winds up to 200 miles an hour.
Yeah, incredible. And you know, we don't, sometimes we don't think about things till they happen to us, but I do because I've had, and we better because we've only, God, never mind. Okay. So I said, Lord, give me some comforting words. And I mean, I have to find them fast because I did not have time yesterday. It was just one of those crazy days. I think negative forces did not want me to put anything on here tonight. So let me go with it. First of all, part of Psalm 23. And this is for all survivors of great things like that tornado. That's the, some of you suffered up north in bad weather. That's for all of you, okay? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And then there's a ground for Christian hope. And that's found in Romans, one of my favorite, Romans 8. And we know that all things work together for good to those that love the God, for those who are called according to his purpose. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? That means, actually, if God is for us, does it really matter who's against us? They're not going to win. And who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, storms, peril? No, no, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded, and I love these words, for I am persuaded that neither life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor demons, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Probably we need to remember those words every day with all the things that are going on, and I can tell you that are going to go on, because we are in a time of great peril and tribulation and so forth. I mean, I don't have to tell you that. You people know it. politically crazy, weather-wise crazy, health issues that some that I've never even heard of are coming through to me. I'm saying, oh, that's unusual. So things are, if I could go back 5 years ago, to this show, it just, we didn't have all this. I just don't recall. I remember warning, but we're in it now, people, but we're in it to stay. Remember, we're a team. And God's promises work. I want to say something. They can secure you in the midst of horrific storms. They can buoy you in the day-to-day difficulties. When the winds and waves of life rage, and they will, and they are, God's promises are like lights on the shoreline, guiding us home. And since God's word is unbreakable, our hope is unshakable. Those are not my words, but I like them. And I want to say that, you know, I was telling the captain I had such a day yesterday, I couldn't pray. I mean, that's very unusual for me. I joke that I need to call Dave in Indiana. I think he goes into his igloo. I wanted an igloo to go
Dan
in.
Dan in Indiana.
Yeah, I wanted to go into whoever has the igloo. I wanted to go into my igloo. Be alone, find me a cave, and just let me, you know, pray to God. Because if I can't connect with God, then I can't get through to you guys, because I have to have that connection. And finally, tonight, you know, I was able to, during the first hour, really pull this stuff out. But you remember these words, and let me end with Psalm 89, where God states, "My loving kindness I will not take from you, nor suffer my righteousness to fail." So keep hope, people. We're hearing terrible things. I don't even like to pick up I don't even like to watch the TV hardly anymore. It's getting worse. And I'd be lying to say it isn't. Do I see it getting better? Not right now. No. We're gonna
gotta finish an election cycle, and then they'll go bananas.
Yes. They may have some. There could be some violence. That's why I'm saying, you know.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Right. I won't sit here ever sit here and lie to anyone. But I'm a person of grace.
Say good morning to Flip, please.
Oh, hi, Flip. Hi, sweetheart. I hope you're doing better. And don't you dare go for more surgery.
And good morning to Trucker Ed.
Hi, Trucker Ed and Dan and everybody. I heard y'all's names. And by the way, you know you're going to get a blessing later in the week. I had to go with this tonight. But this is important that we remember these words, and I lay these words on you. So remember, God loves you. He's with you, and I love you, and I'll get to you all tomorrow night. Thank you so much, Captain. God bless you, and God bless America.
All righty, that's Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. And when we come back, your phone calls are welcome at 877-969-8600. By the way, it's 47 degrees up in Jacksonville right now. Probably going down around 40. Tonight, this night coming up, and the next night are going to be the two really cold nights in Florida. So there you go. And I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, live and in living color from Tampa, Florida.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Nat Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and Wayne Allyn Root should be coming on this week. Not sure what night yet. We usually let him pick. I ask him Wednesday. He wants to come on Wednesday, Thursday. And we'll let you know when we find out, but he wasn't 100% last week. He was feeling better, but he wasn't 100%. You could tell it in his voice. All right. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance, because your local Geico office can help you find coverage for just about anything you own. It's not just about your car. They offer coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat or RV, and they can even help you with homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your local Geico Insurance agency. Now, Geico is easy to find. GEICO.com on the web, GEICO on the web, or look them up in the phone book, Geico.com, Geico, GEICO. That's where I get my insurance. Alrighty, now, 877-969-8600 is the number to call if you want to opine about anything you've heard us talking about, or maybe you got something you want to enter in the mix. The House Democrats have opened a new official probe into the Donald Trump campaign and his personal finances and the Trump Foundation and all of that stuff. 81 different individuals and groups have been received papers from the Senate Judiciary as well, or I'm sorry, House Judiciary and House Intel Committees to produce any documents that they have. And we'll just see what's going to happen here with all of this because, you know, I don't think anybody in the White House has got anything to hide because they just, I don't know what they've done. The things that have been done that convictions have been gotten for things related outside the campaign by individuals who were, might have been crooked to begin with. And we've got another entry into the Democratic ranks. I don't know if this is 14 or 15 prominent people, but there's a lot more than that when you take a look at all the people that have actually filed with the FEC. It's well over 100. John Hickenlooper, the former Democratic governor of Colorado, announcing his plans to enter the Democratic primary for president. And we'll see how all that plays out. And the Koch brothers, we all know who they are, right? The Koch brothers have entered into the Republican primaries mix for the first time ever. Normally, they have not given money to anybody in a primary. But now, the Koch political network, for the first time, plans to intervene in GOP primaries as part of a deliberate 2020 strategy to reverse years of essentially rubber stamping the Republican Party in general elections. Now, they're disappointed with some of the Republican senators, and I would say they're probably not too happy with the four that have announced that they're going to vote against the president's border security plan. But anyway, it is what it is. And GOP concerns are bubbling up over the administration's plans to divert billions in military construction money as part of President Trump's national emergency declaration. However, it should be pointed out that the money that they're talking about is for projects that have not yet been done, that aren't even scheduled to be done, that they've allocated the money for, but they haven't even started on them. That's something to think about, because that's not what you're hearing. By the way, did you see the president at CPAC when he hugged the American flag, when he took the stage? Oh, and there's a report now that Hillary Clinton is not going to enter the 2020 mix, that she is not going to enter the 2020 mix, which leads me to believe that Joe Biden is. And the reason Joe Biden is and is going to is because Bernie Sanders got in it. Now, we'll see how all of this plays out. These would be the two senior statesmen, certainly centrist, not far, well, Bernie's a far left-winger, but Biden would be a centrist into the mix, and we'll see how that plays out in the day and age that's out there, because he definitely could get the support of big labor, because that's been his forte in the past. And Hillary Clinton said Wisconsinites were turned away from the polls because of the color of their skin and because of their age. Really, Hillary? You don't know what the hell you're talking about. How about they weren't on the voting rolls? How about they weren't registered to vote and they couldn't vote? How about that, Hillary? Because that's what it was. By the way, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, who is about to be reprimanded by a resolution that's being passed in the House in general about anti-Semitic remarks being made by members of the Congress. However, get this, folks, it does not mention her by name, and she's the one that's been doing it over and over and over and over again. Now, if this is her last warning by a resolution that's coming out, then here's what I say happens the next time around. The Congress censures her. Censures her for the rest of her term. Because she's not going to change. You can't change spots on a leopard. This woman is an anti-Semite. She's anti-American. She's anti-Christian because of her nature, her background, and her upbringing. Think about that. And, of course, she got involved in a Twitter spat again, which got her in this trouble, with senior Jewish Democrats over dual loyalty insinuations. And there is such a thing in political parties as seniority. The newbies that are there can't just come in and charge to the front of the line and take no prisoners. It doesn't work that way unless they want to get hung out on a limb somewhere. And, oh, by the way, Greenpeace co-founder had this to say about AOC. He said, AOC is a pompous little twit, and the Green New Deal would be worse than World War II. Wow. Wow. Now, the other thing is we've heard more about the president signing the executive order on requiring colleges and university all across the country to support free speech and not shutting down conservatives on their campuses. I will tell you that the president is talking about holding back funds, money, from some of those colleges that do that. And it's about damn time they did that, in my opinion. Jerry Nadler, we talked about him and his committee. He said, and I quote, "The Dems will have to persuade Trump voters they're not just trying to steal the last election." Yeah, right. Give me a break, Jerry. You've been talking since Donald Trump got elected about impeaching him. You, personally, since Donald Trump got elected. That's been your stated goal. You said you were going to work every day to accomplish that goal. Not my words, yours. And the fiscal year 2019 refugee admissions so far are below average, 9,305 in total. Of the ones coming in now, refugees, 82.5% are Christians, 14% Muslims, and that is an exact opposite turnaround from what it was when Barack Obama was president. Think about that for a minute. What's that tell you? And, you know, you got to love Vice President Pence. You got to love Vice President Pence. He said the only thing green about the Green New Deal is how much green it's going to cost taxpayers. Oh, boy. By the way, Dr. Ben Carson said that he's going to be leaving HUD in 2020. You haven't heard much about him because he's doing a really good job over at HUD. He's doing a really good job. And Health and Human Services is extending a contract to make humanized mice with aborted baby parts for another 90 days. Wow. Isn't that something? They're going to make mice out of aborted baby parts. Experimentation. Holy smokes. By the way, the Gallup poll, President Trump's approval rating is 50% in 17 states, including 62% in West Virginia. His numbers are up, and they're staying up. It's gone up 3% in the last 3 weeks. And try as hard as they can, it's not working. It just isn't working on the side of the Democratic Socialists. But would anybody be surprised to hear that? Oh, and by the way, when we come back, our Military and Veterans News segment coming back at you. And we got some information on North Korea here, some more information that may or may not be beneficial to the game plan here. What lessons have we learned after Hanoi? I'll tell you what we think is going on. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always...
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Document request. President Trump says he'll comply with House Democrats who are expanding their investigation into the president.
You're going to cooperate with Mr. Nadler?
I cooperate all the time with everybody. And you know the beautiful thing? No collusion is all a hoax. You can learn about that as you grow older.
From Washington, D.C. to Alabama now, where more than 20 people killed in a massive EF4 tornado with intense winds at 170 miles per hour, the worst damage in Lee County.
That heavy wind and everything. Then we ran inside, and after that, it was just a lot of debris flying.
Turning now to 2020, former Obama Attorney General Eric Holder announcing he won't be running for president. Beverly Hills 90210 actor Luke Perry has died after suffering a massive stroke last week while at home. He was 52. You are listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our first military and veterans news report, brought to you as always by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, where I've got an idea for you to help jumpstart your career and your paycheck too. Now, we're going to let National Aviation Academy tell you all about what it is that they do. So here we go.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and girls. A lot of you are in a dead-end job. Some of you are going nowhere with what you've been doing. You've been spinning your wheels. You've been sitting there thinking about what they think needs to be done and what they don't think needs to be done. And I got a great idea for you. Now, what you got to do is check out the National Aviation Academy. They have two locations to serve you. Now, one is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is a suburb of Boston, and the other is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. Now, in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential. You heard me right. For growth as an aviation maintenance tech. You'll start out at 50, at 60, at 70, at $80,000 a year. That's what you'll start at as an aviation maintenance tech. It's a very in-demand profession right now because of all the aircraft that needs to be worked on all around the world. Now, that leads me to my next point. If you go to work for a government contractor or a company that has facilities overseas, you'll get even more money. It's not uncommon to get a six-figure salary to go overseas. And if you're working for a government contractor, that will be the case. So check them out online by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more. That number again, 800-659-2080. Again, 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Take the tour. Take the tour. You'll be glad you did. Find out what they're all about. Okay. It's depressing and confusing sometimes to read through reports about what actually happened in Hanoi last week and what it means for the U.S. and North Korean positions, both on abolishing the North's nuclear weapons and ballistic missile capabilities and on normalizing relations between our two nations. But here's what you got to remember. When we started talking, when Ronald Reagan started talking to Mikhail Gorbachev years ago about the nuclear treaty that they had, the nuclear weapons treaty that they were putting together, here's what you need to have. You need to understand that it took 5 years, 5 years to get that plan put together. And oh, by the way, Ronald Reagan got up and walked out on Mikhail Gorbachev in Reykjavik in Iceland during one of those summits they were having. But he got a deal. And we don't know very much about what either government's ultimately going to do, whether or not they're going to get what they want. But we do know a lot about the elements of the deal that are in play right now. Now, President Trump was right when he said that we know a lot about the North Korean nuclear and ballistic missile facilities, the places where they develop, build, and stockpile and launch these weapons from. Not everything, to be sure, but a lot. And we've learned a great deal about what the North Koreans want as part of their reconciliation with the U.S. and the international community. Some of that became clear in Hanoi, and immediately afterwards, certain sanctions on the North clearly do bite, and a variety of steps towards normal diplomatic and economic relations with the U.S. are likely valued objectives of the North. So ending the state of war is also part of it. Opening liaison offices, which is something that they are going to be doing. And eventually concluding a peace treaty, which will be in the works. But again, that's the United Nations. Followed by a normal diplomatic and political relations all comes to mind. It's all going to happen eventually. But it's just going to take a while to get there. And for the people that go, well, you didn't do this, you didn't do that. What the hell were you expecting after what I just told you about Russia, Mikhail Gorbachev, and Ronald Reagan, that it took 5 years? You just don't do this stuff overnight. Doesn't work that way. All right. The border wall right now is casting a long shadow over the fiscal year 2020 defense budget, but that's not all it's doing. Even before it arrives, President Donald Trump's defense budget proposal is already taking flak from lawmakers over the bookkeeping gimmickry that's likely to accompany it about how they're getting money to pay for this wall. Congress is going to want, well, not Congress, the Democrats in the House of Representatives are going to want to shut that down somehow, even if it means taking money away from the Department of Defense, which is their prerogative if they want to do it. Now, Air Force Major General Marcus Hicks, the head of U.S. Special Operations Command Africa, said on the sidelines of Flintlock, which is a major U.S.-led military exercise in the region, he said, "I want to tell you at this time we are not winning. the counter-terror war going on in Somalia, Yemen, and other parts of Africa, including Nigeria. We are not winning. Well, that's because these bad guys just keep popping their heads up all over the place. You get rid of them one place, boom, here they are over in another place. That's just the way it is. Now, the Trump administration plans to spend $2 billion in new funding over a five-year period to fund its new Space Force, during which roughly 15,000 space-related personnel will transfer from existing roles to become part of the Space Force, which will either be headquartered in Houston or Cape Canaveral, Cape Kennedy, Florida. Notice I said both names since there are both locations. And the Trump administration is set to announce the end of the large-scale drills the U.S. military conducts with South Korea every spring. Instead, they're going to have a training session, not a military exercise, which will be much, much smaller. And the Pentagon is now considering revisions to the dollar amounts and damage levels that qualify an aircraft accident as a major mishap to better reflect the expense of repairing advanced jets. But such changes could lead to less visibility into the actual state of aviation safety, government watchdogs warn. It'll be interesting to see how all that plays out. Now, overseas, the Kurdish-led forces battling jihadists defending their last village as operations were relaunched to flush out the Islamic State group from eastern Syria after several days of humanitarian evacuations. It appears that it's not just Iraq where these fighters are going. Some have gone into Turkey. And columns of black smoke billowed from the last small piece of territory held by Islamic State militants as U.S.-backed fighters pounded the area with artillery fire and occasional airstrikes. And there's probably not going to be much left of that little part of Syria right now, but that's Al-Qaeda doing it, not us. And also, Indian and Pakistani forces continued their fierce artillery barrages in the divided Himalayan territory of Kashmir, with both sides exercising and accusing the other of initiating the deadly shelling, which is what they were doing. All right, when we come back, we're going to take another look at the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and Denise Simon will be around right after that, so don't go anywhere. We've got a lot more coming your way. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, Tuesday morning edition, live, broadcasting from Tampa, Florida, all across America on the Genesis Communications Network.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Mm-hmm. Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Big wheels rolling, moving on. The pipeline is the lifeline to a nation. And men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go. And doing what the best know how to do. Jamming ears has got to be a fever. Cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man and a steady hand to pull that low behind. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on.
Now that's the Aaron Tippin version of Moving On, and again, that's the more modern version. The other one was Merle Haggard. So, LJ, you got a chance to hear both versions there tonight. All right, let's get into the weather because the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. Moss Family Automotive. Google them. Find out what they're all about. And by the way, four words, you serve, you save, active duty military, veterans, first responders, active or retired, and all 911 dispatchers too. Get preferred pricing on your brand new vehicles there at Moss Family Automotive. Well, here we go. Bitter cold still sweeps across the Midwest and upper Midwest. It will spread into portions of the east through midweek. Canadian storms will keep the lake effect snows continuing through midweek. We do have a big lake effect area tonight in upstate New York from Syracuse, and now it's all the way over towards Auburn, up to Oswego County, and maybe over towards SOTUS in Wayne County, and all the way up to the Thousand Islands Bridge from Syracuse, New York, and over to the east a little bit further, possibly as far east as just about Herkimer or Utica, all the way up to the Canadian border up I-81. That's the big lake effect machine is kicked in there tonight. Deep moisture associated with the next Pacific storm is going to bring heavy rain with heavy mountain snow, the potential for flash flooding in portions of central and southern California Tuesday and Wednesday. And you've also got snow tonight on the western side of Michigan coming right off that lake. All right, let's take a look at the south because we've got some really cold temperatures across the south tonight where it's not normally cold. South Texas, all the way up the Rio Grande River towards San Antonio, Laredo. You've got sub-freezing temperatures there tonight. I'm sure the Mexicans are trying to stay warm there. Got more blankets or something going on there. And then going across north of Houston, up around Austin, across San Antonio, I-20, certainly the I-20 loop, going all the way over towards Atlanta. You've got some really cold temperatures there. It's cool in the north part of Florida in the 40s right now. And thanks to Ed for the report there. And the cold temperatures are going to get even colder tonight and tomorrow night as we dip down into the low 40s. Tonight we're going to be down into the middle to upper 50s here in central Florida and in the 40s in north Florida across the panhandle. And all of Alabama, a deep freeze warning, all of Georgia, most of South Carolina, most of Mississippi, most of Louisiana. Well, matter of fact, all of Louisiana now, they just covered it in a deep freeze warning there as well. Very cold for this time of the year in the south. And you've got sub-zero and single-digit temperatures up in the north, too. Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, Illinois, north and south Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, let's see here, Wyoming and Montana, Idaho, Colorado in the mountains of Colorado. By the way, Colorado's looking kind of quiet tonight. I don't see anything really bothering anybody there. But there is some snow and some winter driving conditions going up into Laramie as you come up out of Colorado and you climb up into that last little range where you drop down into Laramie. So be careful there. And there's a little patch of snow and winter weather road driving advisory along I-40 east of Albuquerque up over the Four Corners section of New Mexico. Now, out west in California, you've got a winter storm warning in all of the Sierra Nevadas tonight. Rain west of there in the lower elevations in the produce valleys. And up in Oregon, you've got a winter weather advisory there in the upper higher elevations in the mountains of Oregon tonight. So that's what's going on there. Now, keep in mind that our Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by our good friends at Moss Family Automotive. Moss Family Automotive, where regardless of your credit score, they can find a vehicle for you. Because even if you got a 300 to a 540 or 480 or something like that, they'll find you a car. It gets a little easier as you get a higher score. Obviously, that's what it's all about. And certainly everybody appreciates good stuff happening. Now, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com should be calling in any second here. But Moss Family Automotive, Google them. Moss Family Automotive. They've got their two Nissan dealerships in Crystal River and Newport Richey. I was in Newport Richey over the weekend, had a great time there. And also,
I'll be up on the 23rd in Crystal River for another great event up there at Crystal River. Looking forward to going up there and seeing our listeners up there. And a lot of people up there remember me from my days up in the North Country when I was on a station north of Tampa broadcasting up in that area. So be happy to see a lot of those folks at Moss Family Automotive's Moss Nissan dealership on the 23rd right there in Crystal River. By the way, I will be today have lunch with the captain over at the Mission Barbecue on West Waters, 5602 West Waters in the Town and Country section of Tampa, just off the Veterans Expressway. So stop by, get there about noontime, and we usually stick around until about 1:30. So stop by, say hi, and, you know, it'll all work out. We'd love to see you there. We have a great bunch of people to come to have lunch with the captain every Tuesday at Mission Barbecue. All right, let's see here. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Rear Admiral Mike Mullen said the most dangerous man in the world is Vladimir Putin.
I'm not really going to dispute that one. It's kind of a toss-up, however, between President Xi mm-hmm. and Vladimir Putin.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say you got to throw China in there somewhere.
Yeah, it's a race to the top, but either way, I'm fine with it.
How about Venezuela and Maduro? Maduro's got to be in there somewhere, maybe a distant third.
Well, I don't think Maduro's any worse than Bashar al-Assad in Syria. I mean, it's the same exact thing that's going on, except that we don't have Islamic State in Venezuela. But
we got Hezbollah.
Yeah, but I mean, we don't have military hostilities going on in Venezuela. But the point being that, they're using humanitarian causes as a weapon against its own citizens. And so how many people have left Syria? How many people have left Venezuela? And mm-hmm. haven't you noticed that it is China and Russia that are voting against, Guaido?
Yeah.
When that's what their constitution says. The election results were legitimate on Maduro, illegitimate on Maduro.
Mm-hmm.
And so when that is called, then their constitution says essentially their speaker of their parliament becomes the president. And that's why you have Guaido. He wasn't voted in as president. He's the interim president because the election was
over. Now, did he get back into the country yesterday?
He did. Without a single problem. Through customs, through the airport, the whole thing. Not a single problem.
Well, that's good because I was just wondering what was going to happen if they detained him in any way.
They did not.
Okay, well, that's smart on Maduro's part.
I guess the girl got the message from several countries.
Let's hope so because that would have certainly sparked some things. Okay, well, here comes the music, so we'll have to continue this on the other side of the break. And, folks, I will be talking to Denise Simon on the other side of the top of the hour news break. So don't go anywhere. When we come back, we got a lot more stuff to talk about. It's a very fluent world in which we live right now, for sure. I shall return on the other side of the news.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.